Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Here's one that doesn't happen every day. Meteorite that crashed through a Georgia home in June has turned out to be a true relic of the early solar system. Matter of fact, this thing is so old, it's older than Earth itself.
All right.
The meteorite streaked across the sky in daylight. It broke apart and landed in McDonough, Georgia. Now, NASA, they confirmed the event after residents across Georgia and nearby states reported seeing the fireball and a big loud boom. So scientists at the University of Georgia, they analyzed fragments that struck the house. Determined the rock is a chondrite, which is a common type of stony meteorite. Now, using optical and electron microscopy, team estimated the rock formed about 4.56 billion years ago.
It's roughly about the age of the Earth.
20 million years older than Earth.
All right, give or take.
Well, you're in the billions at that point, right? The meteorite was traveling 2,237 miles an hour as it came into this guy's house. It missed him by 14 feet.
Oh, jeez.
When the rock, I should laugh, but that's crazy.
When the rock hit the floor, it basically disintegrated into the floor into particles. There was enough energy when it hit the floor that it pulverized part of the material down to literal dust fragments. 14 feet away, his house struck by a meteorite.
He had to S a brick.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime moment? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Emmett.
So when I was 17, I had the opportunity to hike Pikes Peak in Colorado.
All right.
And at the top of Pikes Peak, there is a donut shop. So I was able to get donuts at 14,000 feet.
That's kind of awesome.
There's a donut shop at the top of Pikes Peak.
Yes.
How many, like when you went in there to get your well-earned donut, how many other people are, and look, I love donuts, man. I might kill a man for a donut. I don't know if I'd hike Pikes Peak for a donut.
I wouldn't recommend it. They were not the greatest donuts.
Donuts in the sky.
So you do all that hiking up Pikes Peak to get a donut, and then when you have the donut, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
Damn.
And that's why you're just eating that donut to say you ate it.
I know, but at least maybe Krispy Kreme could take it over. Like, look, we're going to make the donut worth it.
So you can either drive up to the top or hike it, I guess?
Yeah.
Or is there like a tram?
We hiked up and drove down.
Okay.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
A donut shop at the
you
top
can get
of
fried
Pikes
chicken
Peak.
At the pyramids.
Donuts at the top of Pikes Peak.
What a great world we live in. Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime moment? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Troy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Well, at least they know where to get fried chicken and donuts.
Yeah, sure, ma'am. Yeah. Well, no, the fried chicken's good in Egypt. Apparently, the donuts suck at the top of Pikes Peak.
Right. So, I hope you guys have good AC and going on there today. This is brutal.
We have here.
Yeah.
Not at home.
It's 87 outside right now downtown, though.
Yeah.
It's steamy.
Yeah, I know. I just came from downtown. But I had actually two things that were kind of unique, but Mike told me to stick with my Willie Nelson story.
All right.
So my dad, who's a minister, retired now, of course, but he did like charity or philanthropy projects that involved Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson. And when Willie Nelson was on tour, he ended up in Tucson, Arizona. I think it was like 1988, 89, something like that.
That was Highwayman.
His manager. No, it wasn't the Highwayman. I think it was the family tour because his sister was with him.
Okay.
Yeah. But so his manager called up my dad and had tickets available for him and backstage passes. And so I went with my dad to go see Willie Nelson. And after the show, our passes allowed us to go backstage. And there were like two levels of being backstage, and our passes only got us to the minimal level. And people who could go meet and greet with Willie had better passes. But we did get to see him as he walked by, and my dad just said, "Hey, Willie." And he's like, "Oh, David, hey." And he, "Come on with me." And he grabbed my dad and myself, and we went through the next section where he meeted and greeted with the next level of backstage pass people. And then when they were all done, he led us out into the back lot where he had his tour bus, Honeysuckle Rose. And he invited my dad and myself into the Honeysuckle Rose with him and his sister there and just had a conversation. And Willie said, "Would you like something? Would you like a Coke?" And, you know, I was totally geeking out. I was just like, "Oh, okay."
That's awesome. Did Willie smoke?
I knew with myself. I was so starstruck at the moment.
Did Willie smoke on the bus with you and your dad?
No, he did. I knew you were going to ask. He did not, but there was a lingering.
There was evidence.
I was about 1920 at that time, and I knew that smell well.
Oh, yeah. I bet your dad did too, regardless of his profession.
I won't speak for him.
He would. I have no idea what that is, son. No idea.
Right. Exactly.
That's pretty cool, yeah, man. Horrible, that is pretty. Because Willie Nelson's one of those guys. I mean, just super icon, right?
Yes. Correct.
You can like his music, not like his music. In the end, you're like, but it's Willie Nelson.
I think I was 14 or 15, my first concert.
All right.
And I smelled it, and I was like, that's the smell.
Uh-huh.
That's the smell of my dad's house. What? Like, I still did not know.
Were you so starting for, like, what is that smell?
I know it. That smells like my dad's house. What is
that? I like that it's so specific. Not like his garage.
Nobody else.
His house.
His house.
Right, his house.
Yes, it does. So eventually, I don't even think I figured it out that night.
Right.
You know, just like, I didn't know. I know that smell.
Well, you don't know. I mean, the first time I smelled weed, same thing. I was at a concert. I was almost 14 years old. Went there, smelled it everywhere. Did not know what the smell was, and it was just weird, because I'm like, God damn, man. Like, everywhere you go, this was the Rochester War Memorial Coliseum. I don't remember, but there were arena there. And, I mean, no matter where I go into the bathroom, like, man, it's really thick in here. I went back out to the floor where the concert is. Like, God, man, I smell this everywhere. And my assumption, there was a haze in the air, but I figured it was cigarettes.
Yeah.
My dad smoked cigarettes. So I'm like, golly, man, these cigarettes smell rank. And then you're right. You have the epiphany at some point later, like, oh.
Not anymore. I think the one that bothers me the most is cloves.
I
cannot take that smell.
It is a very unique and pungent smell.
Yeah.
I think was it Johnny Depp smokes cloves?
Right, and he's kind of known for smelling like ass.
And then there was a guy on that show, The X-Files. I called him the Marlboro Man, because any scene he was in, he smoked, right? He's kind of this creepy guy that knew what was going on but wouldn't quite share. But he was always smoking. So you don't give it a thought, but they talked to, like, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson after the fact, like, he was not a smoker, but because of the character, he would smoke cloves. And they're like, and we hated it, right? Like, dude, smoke a regular cigarette. He's like, I'm not a smoker, but my character's a smoker, but my character smokes Marlboros, but they were cloves. So it was just funny, because anytime I'd see a scene with this guy, I'm like, every actor on this set hates filming this scene.
Remember, there was a guy that worked across the street, and he seemed like the kind of guy that would smoke a clove.
Yeah.
I think in the wintertime, he was in like a duster or something.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right. You could just, if you walked out, you could be like, oh, he's smoking a clove.
He's
going to
smell
it a mile away.
Because that guy, he's like this steampunk.
Is it the Sherlock Holmes guy?
Yeah. And I mean, he goes out of his way to make sure that you know that he's into steampunk. He's like the most pretentious dude ever. Not the mustache, the hat, the whole nine. But that's his thing. And to his credit, for the 7 or 8 years in this building that we've seen him, it never changes. Like, that is what my man does. Of course he smokes clothes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Brad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime moment? 206-803-ROCK.
I don't know why that annoys me. Like, of course he smokes clothes, but the fact that you actually smoke clothes just makes me like you less. I don't know what it is about him, man. He just bugs me.
Yeah, and I don't know, because cigars are just as bad and pungent, but they don't bug me as much.
That's it, right?
Whereas a clove, I'm just like, ugh, it smells like crap.
Because I feel like, you know, with the cigar, it smells like a cigar. A clove smells like pretense.
Pipe smells great.
pipes smell awesome. And it was disappointing the first time I hit one. I'm like, this does not taste the way it smells.
I still love the smell of a Black and Mild.
They smell good. Does anyone still smoke pipes? When I was growing up, man, like 50% of the people I knew, their dads anyway, they always fill in the pipe, light it up, blow out the smoke, and you're like, God, this smells great. Pipes and nutcrackers, man.
I went through a phase where we would smoke pipes when I lived with all those dudes. And that it was one summer, and that was just our thing.
Yeah, about 3-4 years ago, I experimented a little bit with it.
Oh, yeah?
It was fun.
Did you like it?
It was fun. I did enjoy it. It became kind of a ritual thing for a hot minute there. It was fun.
Where did you even find pipe
tobacco?
It feels
sophisticated.
It does. I gained an interest in pipes because same thing. They were just cool.
Yeah.
You know, they were distinguished. They were just awesome.
Distinguished, that's the word. It's like wearing a monocle.
I told my brother-in-law about it years ago, and then all of a sudden he started this tradition that when he and my sister went somewhere, he would bring me back a pipe.
Okay.
And there was at one point where he brought me back just an actual proper good, this is just everyday smoker pipe. I was like, I'm going to smoke this one. I'm going to give it a go. It's fine.
You have the look of a guy that if you broke out a pipe and I didn't know you, somehow I'd be like, that makes sense.
Yeah. But just my outfit, it never quite works. I just look like a nerd who's smoking a pipe.
You need more tweed, Mike.
I do,
That's what
man.
You're saying.
If you invited me to get breakfast and then afterwards went, do you want to go have a smoke? And it was a pipe. I wouldn't be shocked.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, sure, Mark. I'm going to have a pipe smoke with you.
It takes a lot, dude. You got to pack that thing down.
It's a pain in the ass.
You got to pack it again. And
that's what we found out the hard way is we were like, it's so cheap to buy the tobacco.
Right.
And we were like, we're going to do this. But then it's like, you feel like you're out there for half an hour. You've like gotten two puffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then it's done.
Yeah.
It's all that for like 5 minutes.
I think it's the ritual they probably enjoyed.
Yes. And that's what I found.
And also, they were smoking inside.
They were smoking inside.
If I could sit inside, I had a babysitter and her husband in the basement. That's what he did. Love that guy. But if I was sitting inside and had a lot of time to mess around with it, sure, I'd watch a sports game and smoke a pipe.
Yes!
You know, that's a good point, right? To have to go outside to smoke it, right?
Right, like you smoke a cig. You walk out there, you pull out the cig, you light it. Boom.
Yeah. No prep.